This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. Because of COVID and other reasons, there is a shortage of certified nursing assistants to help people who need assistance coping with disease or anything else that makes it difficult to get around. And that's why Chris Hedrick set up a company called Next Step. The idea is to use online learning plus limited classroom teaching to train certified nursing assistants. We talked with you a few months ago. Give us the update. How's it going?
Well, thanks for asking, David, and I appreciate being on the show. We've been trying to fill the huge gap between supply and demand for certified nursing assistants that's come about not just because of COVID, but because of the aging population that we have in America. We started the program in Colorado and have rapidly become the biggest supplier of certified nursing assistants there. And we launched a couple of weeks ago in Washington State after getting approved by the Department of Health and have already enrolled over 100 students.
And your company is called Next Step. Why was this necessary?
Well, the current system has not been supplying nearly enough people with these qualifications, particularly in skilled nursing facilities, senior living communities. And so a lot of patients weren't getting the care that they really need. And so we wanted to step up and provide both an opportunity for people that wanted to improve their careers, start a healthcare career, serve older folks and people that require long-term care.
And who is the right person for this training? Because I think like other careers in policing and nursing, you need to have the right type of characteristics, empathy, compassion. So not everybody can go through this despite the shortage.
No, you're right. And that's actually one of the problems is some people get the certificate and don't fully understand how difficult the jobs are and what's required to be both successful in acquiring the skills. But even more important, as you indicated, Colleen, that they understand and have the psychological and personality attributes that we know are positively associated with success in this field, which are things like empathy, grit, and the ability to deal with difficult situations and different things going on at once, which you often get in some of the institutions that take care of folks that need long-term care.
So you said you've trained about 100 people in the Colorado area. How many have transitioned successfully into those roles? And how many realized, ooh, maybe this isn't for me?
So in Colorado, we've actually already placed over 200 students who have graduated from our program, and 98% of them have been accepted into those into their jobs with those long-term care employers, and about 90% of them are still on the job, and we think that's because they have been well prepared to have the skills and the competencies that are required to feel comfortable on the job, but also because we've really try to make sure that they understand what they're getting themselves into and that they feel confident in the support that they'll get on an ongoing basis from Next Step as well. In Washington State, we just started recruiting and training students, and anybody that's interested in learning more should go to nextstep.com. But we have about 100 people registered, and we expect our first graduates in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
So what are some of the day-to-day tasks of a certified nursing assistant?
Well, it depends on where they work. Some are placed with individual homes, and others work in institutions like nursing homes. And so they work under the supervision of RNs or licensed practical nurses, and they'll provide basic care to the patients that they're working with and help them in a number of areas where they can't help themselves if they've either been injured or they've got long-term injuries or they need support because they've got dementia. There are all sorts of different situations. And, you know, all of us have relatives who require help. And, you know, the American family is so distributed across the country that we can't always help them in our own homes. And so we want the people that take care of older folks and people that require long-term care, you know, to have the skills that are needed to care for them effectively and kindly.
What is the benefit of it? I think people would be knocking down your door to get this training too, because as I understand it, is it also free?
Yeah, so we do not charge tuition to our students, neither in Colorado nor in Washington State, and we place them in jobs with these employers that have the greatest demand. And so we've kind of turned adult education finances on its head in this program. Nobody graduates with any student debt, and we make a living because the employers who hire our graduates provide us with a fee for everyone that works out for them. These are really hard jobs, and they're not extremely high-paying jobs, but they're jobs that pay more than minimum wage, significantly more. So a lot of the folks that we in Colorado, for example, have placed into new jobs were either unemployed. About 42% of our graduates in Colorado were previously unemployed for an average of 11 months, or they were making at minimum wage or a little bit more than minimum wage, often in hospitality or service industry jobs. And many of those folks had lost their jobs or had job insecurity. In Washington State, the wages are a little bit higher than in Colorado, particularly in King County. And so we see a lot of new CNAs being hired, sometimes with signing bonuses and often at the $18 to $20 an hour range.
There's a demographic challenge for you, I believe. Isn't it true? Because we have an aging population in this country. Families are having fewer kids there, and you need to be young and healthy and strong to do some of these jobs. So what's the cohort? I noticed that when my parents were in assisted living, most of the people who attended them were recent immigrants.
Yeah. The average age of our graduates is 33 years old. So it's not the folks that are straight out of high school, though if you have a high school degree, you're certainly eligible. So it's a wide variety of ethnic groups. In Colorado, it's been about 80% women, many of whom have had some experience in their own families of taking care of elderly folks or of folks who've had injuries or disabilities. And they found that that type of work is really satisfying to them. And maybe their kids are now in school and they've got an opportunity and go back into the workforce and find that this is a good first step into a healthcare career. One of the reasons why we call it Next Step is we plan to train people in the next higher order job skills, like becoming a licensed practical nurse, which does not require a college degree either. And we hope to be able to roll that out in the next year or so.
So if someone wants to do this, give us your website again.
Nextstep.com, one word.
That's pretty simple. And Chris Hedrick is the director of Next Step, former Peace Corps volunteer. Thanks for coming on with us, Chris.
Oh, thank you, David. Thank you, Colleen.
Colleen, we're talking with Jill Schlesinger yesterday about careers and changing careers and appreciating the skills that you have. And here's a job where the skills include empathy, right?
Yes.
Compassion. Which a lot of people have
surprise. Well, but I think surprisingly tough to find in sectors where because you policing, for example, we had the interview a couple weeks ago with the person who was saying we need to test for empathy when hiring police officers rather than skill. And there's some sort of disconnect between those who go for a career in a hard science or a tough career like policing that forget about that aspect of those jobs. So I think what he's saying is that it's difficult to find.
Yeah. Well, it's a difficult job, but if it's something you find yourself interested in, it's Next Step. Just Google it, Chris Hedrick, and he'll get you started.